Peter, what difference can you make to Bolton?
Well, I can't get on the park these days, but
which is a pity in itself, by the way.
Listen, the club has been through a traumatic period. It's what it is. So you just got to look and try and be positive. On the training ground, I think the lads have been a lot brighter. Hey, listen, there's two ways to go. You either get your head down, feel sorry for yourself, or you get your head up and you have a right good go. Now, the first game at Bristol City is not one to dwell on. It was very, very poor. Can I understand it? I've been at football clubs like Plymouth, Leeds United, where really good players. The club has been through a similar scenario. And whatever we say, it does affect players as human beings. And that's not a cop-out. But, like I said before, it's where you react. Hopefully, from now on, and the players will react in the right way. In terms of, if you give everything you've got and have a good go, no one's going to complain. Now, I'm not saying they didn't do that at Bristol. I thought they were shell-shocked, but there's no room for that. And we've got to improve, and I'm sure they will.
Peter, clearly you're part of the present for Bolton Wanderers. Yes. What about the future? Is anybody looking that far ahead? Are you looking that far ahead?
Well, Jack, you know me, and I've been in football a long time. Do you know what the future is?
Reading.
Right. At home.
Right.
And I've done this, and that is it. And then we'll look at Brentford at that. You know what this football club is. I mean, someone was asking, Danny, the press lad there, was asking me about the new training facility. Well, not the new ones, but we've gone down to the so-called academy. What do I think? It's windy. It's magnificent. By the way, I was at Bromwich Street. I mowed Bromwich Street. I cut Bromwich Street. I cut the mud there because there was no grass. So it's in this football club, in terms of facilities and the infrastructure, and I know we've had to sell a training ground, is still up there with the best. So don't look on the negatives where we have been. Let's look on the positives, and that's what I'm trying to do. And the future, listen, if we can get results against Reading, which will be difficult, that's as far as I look.
You mentioned, obviously, you've been through something similar and you've got massive experience. Mm. I'm thinking that can only be a benefit to Bolton, can't it? I mean, I'm talking about your managerial situation. Mm. You mentioned Leeds United, you know.
Plymouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Even Coventry. Yeah. I mean, football clubs do get in financial troubles, but it's how you get out of them. And the only thing I can't affect, but try to help is the lads and trying to get them, you know, trying to get them enjoying things. And it's difficult at this time, but Everton, you know, the football club has, like I said, been through difficult times, and it affects everybody, the supporters, the players. You know, you're losing, you're not winning games. It affects everybody, and somehow you've got to work, and it's only hard work. I mean, there's nothing out there that's magic wand. It's hard work, you know, and trying to work hard to get to that level, and that's what we've got to try and do. And within a football club, because it is a great football club, and there are good people who work here.